Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Total lunar eclipse on the full moon tonight.
Yeah.
Big gateway. And the Mercury retrograde has been preparing us, I can see all that, for going inwards, because there's a reality shift in the masculine, in the physical dimensions, in the body field of consciousness. So the put your best foot forward, it's what's being reset, renewed, transformed, but put your best foot forward with other people. And there's a whole new reality. There's a whole emptying out of what I can see at the moment. It's an emptying out of the old story, the ancient story, the soul story of all being an individuation within all that is, with lots of other individuations, but falling into an abyss. So you're all banging about like colliding. What collides? Atoms. Neutrons.
Something.
I know. Don't do physics very well. I'm in the meta. But colliding neutrinos, what the hell? I don't even know what that means. Anyway, but banging about in the dark, colliding and having impacts and crashes, as a direct result of the masculine aspect of energy, the energy that just revs, it just accelerates, it just goes, because this is where I'm going, but that isn't aligned. So there was like a few weeks, like a week ago, there was Mercury went retrograde and everyone around me had car smashes. I kid you not, 3 people in 24 hours. From just moments, just little moments of letting that energy come out. And it's like that was clearing the soul wounds. Or like I say, being little individuations banging about in the dark. Because this gateway, we're resting in the resonance of you're not in the abyss, you're not banging about in the dark. And that energy, that masculine energy, that learned that it was, and that has had to compensate. So there's lots of, it's being rested in the resonance of you're all one, this masculine energy, the revving, the acceleration, the direction movement, when you're in relationship with others, in relationship to other people, but not just other people, your physical environment. Is when it's an aligned, you dance, you're in flow. The flower of life is being woven in this dimension of the human blueprint. And it's weird because it's coming from the outside in. It's not like, although we go inwards to align, it's like I'm literally breathing it in from all of life. And the breath that I'm breathing in is prana. And it's following the flow of prana, and it's following the flow of the flower of infinity, which is the harmonious mandala we can all move in. And just the other thing that's really come strongly to mind is that the body field is expelling a lot. Like it's expelling it's like the collected wounds of having to compensate. It's like this part of us that revs, that accelerates, can't not exist. Like we all have that. But in each of us, the way it's responded to being a revving, accelerating masculine energy that's not actually in a state of oneness when it's in relationship to others in the physical fields, we've all responded differently to that. You know, everyone responds differently to an impact. Flowers respond differently when they come up against something that pushes it back, you know. Do the petals curl inwards? Do we get more bombastic? What has that done to our body? Where have the wounds, where is our response to this? And I'm talking soul response, before we were even human. And it's also when we're galactic as well. It's definitely the galactic field as well of consciousness. Yeah. That was coming in. Where have we responded to that? And how is that activity in our consciousness, our soul response to compensating? How has that caused wounds and problems in the body field? So either in the body or in our physical reality. So very much feminines, very much focused on body and home and having to kind of very plod through things that don't just instantly go with a realisation. You know, you can't just do the energy work or take a pill and make it go away. It's like you've got to walk through this because you're realigning things in a real dense dimension of consciousness. The reset is happening now. And so it's not like a zippy zing zing, fix it, make it not be happening, have the realization and boom, it's all gone. It's like, no, walk with what's going on with your body, walk with what's going on in your home, call each bit home that comes into focus and be fully present with each little thing that comes into focus in daily life right now, because that's bringing home massive soul stories. And the other element is I keep having to check, you know, am I in highest alignment? Is this in my highest alignment? You know, I've been attuned for this for God, more years than I can remember. It's not something I'm used to having to do. But it's such a dramatic reality shift. Like, we've been so used to this dimension of ourselves and this dimension of consciousness just being, what do they call it, Babylon or Samsara or just 3D or whatever the names that get thrown around for it are. Oh, this is always in duality. This is always in separation. And it's like, well, now it's not. And the resonance is active in our human blueprint. So it's active in the collective field of consciousness. So we are bodily resonating with the awareness that we can accelerate. We can be in that masculine acceleration energy in relationship with others and not be in an impact relationship with them. It's part of the preparation for the solstice. The solstice marks a point where we stop focusing on the healing and we shift into focusing on the creativity. I know we're being creative as well all the time, but the waiting shifts for the collective. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, well, the emphasis this year is calling home co-creativity in relationship. So we're in groups, in community, in connectivity, basically in love, in relationship, and it's love relating to itself as love lovingly. And that's shifting from healing the wounds that we have around that into off you go, children, it's time to play. Don't worry about, you know, it's, and this is part of that. It's like, well, creativity depends upon us being able to hit the gas pedal. You know, if you can't hit the gas, nothing's gonna happen. But if we're in relationship with each other and it's time to go live and co-create, and we haven't cleared our field from all the wounds of last time we were souls together and you brought that energy into the group, it caused collisions and explosions and terrible things, and you were bad, and we made you stop, and we had to throw you out. And we had to throw out this energy of acceleration and fire and ignition. You know, we're not going to get done what is in alignment for us to get done this year. So that's why there's been a whole half year focusing on clearing it. And that's accelerating now. And I think the Mercury retrograde is really helping, like really helping, because it brought everyone, like, you have to go turn inward, slow right down and bring yourselves into connection with being and doing from beingness. So insert the pause in between actions, because if you don't, you won't be alignment when you hit the accelerator pedal and you'll smash, or you'll fall, or you'll trip, or something will crack and break. There's a lot of that. So bring the being into doing, which aligns us in the center, and it drops that masculine that's been disconnected in patriarchy. I mean, our physical universe, our physical environment has been defined within the patriarchal paradigm. That's what's defined success. That's what you're supposed to align with in order to be able to get anything done. And it's a heck of a dramatic shift for people, for the whole collective, to have one wave of consciousness, not everyone in the world, but one wave of consciousness, having to call this home and call the patriarchal home into unity. And it's like, well, the way we do that is we stop, we turn inwards, we include the pause. Because in the pause, we realign in the goddess, in our feminine, in the invisible essence of beingness, and in our true natures. so that when the acceleration comes, it's coming from that aligned place. And we're having to bring it into the physical universe, which basically just means I'll stop and think. Take a breath. Take your time. Focus inwardly. Be in the body. Be present. Take care. One thing at a time. Take it slow right now. And that's the kind of the mantra for being with the alignment.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.